Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. Second Sunday of Lent, Billy Elliot, Peter, and we have a few of these stories, don't we, where we have the sort of economic downturn and the suffering and a sort of shining light that occurs in the middle of it all.
And that's a most appropriate introduction to say that on the second Sunday of Lent, in each of the three cycles, the gospel is that of the Transfiguration. And so Billy Elliot, another one, a very interesting one I thought of, was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or even John Travolta in Phenomenon. So there are many films which show some kind of light shining out of people. But the Billy Elliot one has become very popular, not only on the screen but also on the stage, with the musical version. The scene that comes to mind, and perhaps choose just to illustrate that theme, where Jesus, in his ordinary life, going up the mountain then with Peter, James and John, the divine light shines through him and they have an overwhelming experience of this transfigured Jesus, which anticipates the end of Lent in the resurrection.
Two, three
pot of oil. You! Out! No!
I beg your pardon. Please, miss.
Don't. Bowie.
What's wrong with Bowie?
What's wrong with Bowie?
It's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
I used to go to Bowie.
See?
Aye, for your nana. For girls. Not for lads, Billy. Lads do football or boxing or wrestling. Not Bally.
Billy Elliot himself, after all his struggles to train with ballet, the criticisms of his father and his brother, the hard work of his teacher, it all culminates then in an audition at the ballet school, and it doesn't start off well. It's a bit like the downturn that you were mentioning economically, but he has a downturn in confidence. He's irritated with the other candidates. He's awkward and shy as he goes before the examiners, and he doesn't answer the questions particularly well, and his dance is ordinary. But one of the examiners actually asks him how he felt, how he feels as he dances, and he uses the image of electricity, that somehow or other something sparks inside him, that there is a light, there is an energy, there is a fire, and then he dances full of that light and fire, which to me is an example of a human transfiguration.
Dancing, that's not what young lads in the Northeast do, is it?
It isn't, but I would guess that after the story of Billy Elliot, it has become much more acceptable and much more something to be desired, as Billy Elliot, the ordinary boy from ordinary circumstances, was able to show that artistic flair, that energy, and as I said, that transforming, transfiguring light.